Com.
And a very good morning to you folks. Adam Lepp here live in the studio on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. That's frequency modulation in Marion, Ohio, broadcasting to all of Marion County and parts of the surrounding counties as we try to get our signal optimized and allow folks to listen the old-fashioned way, even if they are just a few blocks from our environs. And if you're not in the Marion area, that's okay. You can listen online anywhere in the world over the internet at our website, WWGH1071.com, or if you have a smartphone, which is sufficiently intelligent, you can download the free TuneIn app and search for WWGH 107.1, make it a favorite, and listen on demand. And as I like to say, your brain cells and your ears will thank you. Also broadcasting a live video on Facebook. Look up Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepp in Ohio if you're not already a Facebook friend of mine. And we have 4 to 5 listeners currently, watchers, viewers. That's kind of cool. Want to say hi to Joe. Yes, he's somebody I've known for a long time. Carol, in a sort of professional type of business associate slash friend. So again, if you want to watch my video, that's okay. I do that when my hair looks presentable, which I guess it does today. Of course, with the headphone, that makes it easier to allow the top of my head to seem at least somewhat palatable. But again, if you're in Marion, you can listen on your radio. And if you are anywhere else, you can listen online. We try to give people the best variety of listening methods here at The Talking Place. You might ask, what do we do here on this program? Well, it's called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And of course, that would be I. And we have a plethora of possible topics. Politics, what's going on in the world currently, and that can be national politics. Do you prefer President Joe? Do you prefer President Donald? Or maybe you're like me, you kind of wish Abraham Lincoln were still president, because I think he was, if not our greatest, one of the greatest. What do you think about our hometown president, Warren Gamaliel Harding? What do you think about the economy? Prices of gas. Scott was discussing that in detail, including my 2 cents worth last hour. Of course, with the current price of gas going up, the 2 cents worth might be coming 3 cents worth. What do you think about the stock market and the economy? The game stock and AMC stocks kind of going up and down. Are you a Bitcoin or other kind of digital currency investor? What do you think about the price going up, going down, kind of going crazy? It's like a merry-go-round. And have you made money or lost money by investing in Bitcoin or other forms of digital payment methods? The weather. You know, we're going to get temperatures 80 later in the week. And I could have sworn that just a few days ago we had 3 inches of snow, or as one of our listeners reported last week, 5 inches. But that's kind of what's fun about the weather. If you want summer every day, move to Miami or parts of Hawaii. If you want winter every day, move to the northern parts of Alaska. But if you want variety, the Midwest is the place to go. And again, the phone number here, feel free to call about a topic of your choice. We can also discuss baseball. As you probably know, I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, and it seems like the Reds had a great start, but have self-destructed. Unfortunately, that seems to happen a lot with the Reds and with the Bengals, and it's kind of sad. Don't really know why. You know, Joey Votto, I think he's still a good player, but he is getting up there in years. He is certainly a Hall of Famer. So we can discuss, I mean, who is the franchise player on the Reds? What can we look forward to? Although the current broadcast team on the radio is very good, I do miss Marty Brenneman, who I believe is one of the top sports broadcasters of all time. He and his lovely wife, Amanda, are in retirement, traveling across the country, doing a lot of Facebook and other kinds of social media posts. And we do celebrate the career of Marty Brenneman and all of these great sports announcers who obviously have introduced influenced, well, introduced me to the great world of radio and TV broadcasting, but also influenced my career and many aspects of my life. One thing we can also do on this program is you can try to stump me, and we call that Stump the DJ. I claim, if not brag a little bit, that I'm an authority on music from between about 1973 until 1987. 73 corresponds to when my family and I moved to Columbus from Rochester, and I was getting into WNCI, top 40 station at the time, playing good stuff. Of course, I don't like a lot of current music. They're still basically a top 40 station, but back in the early to mid-70s, top 40 was pretty good, to say the least. And I was watching TV shows, the Midnight Special, etc., featuring a lot of great current artists, and I would listen to Casey Kasem religiously. Of course, Marty Brenneman also, starting with the 75 Reds season. So I became a bit of a music aficionado and self-professed music expert at that time. And in 1987, that's when I left radio and moved back to Central Ohio, and I was out of radio for a little bit. But, you know, radio, it's addicting in a good way, and I got back into it almost 10 years ago. So it's glad to be back on the air, and I have done music shows, but kind of focusing on talk radio at this point. But due to what I think is my pretty good knowledge of music, and all kinds of music, hard rock, R&B, the country pop, the female divas, I call them, Helen Reddy, Ann Murray, Olivia Newton-John, those certainly being three of my favorites, the disco, the Bee Gees, the KC and the Sunshine Band, I claim to know it all. So if you'd like to stump me with a music trivia question, sing a few bars of a song from that period, ask me what album, what year, what chart position, have at me. I'd love to be the person who is at the other end of a musical challenge. And again, the phone number here is 740-383-WWGH. We get together every Monday, like we're doing right now, between approximately 10:13 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and 11. Also Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 2:13 p.m. and 3 p.m. And again, we talk about politics, music, sports, the weather, local news stories like the Warner case, and whatever else might tickle your fancy. Also, as I say, we talk today's top and trendy and sometimes tumultuous technological topics. Of course, computers, they are the focus of our world and continuing to do so. And I have a couple day jobs, but one of them is that I am a computer technician and webmaster. And people often call on me to recover data or network computers or set up a printer or install a program or just find out what is wrong with their electronic technological gadgetry. As I say, if your printer is not printing, your monitor is only monitoring your headaches, your server is not serving anything other than gibberish, call your friendly neighborhood computer tech, and I would be one of those individuals. I want to thank Sean for watching. I think he's somewhere in the capital city. Again, boys and girls, feel free to call me to talk a topic of your choice. Ask me a question. Try to stump me with a musical question. And the telephone number is 740-383-9944. And don't be shy. I don't bite, at least not that hard. If you like unusual and offbeat news stories, you've come to the right station. I invite you to listen to the Nate Redmond program every Wednesday afternoon, where not only Nate discusses interesting, unusual, odd, quirky, and oftentimes funny news stories, he also gives away prizes to local restaurants and other types of businesses. If you do miss one of Nate's programs, you can listen on our website. And the website is WWGH1071.com. Pretty much every show that we broadcast since I joined the station, I think it was like 5.5 years ago, early 2016, I believe, is on said website. And Nate comes to you live here in the studio between about 14 minutes after 4 in the p.m. and 5 this Wednesday and every Wednesday here at The Talking Place. Is your name Josh? Nope, my name is not Josh, but I know a lot of people named Josh. It's a fairly common name, and you know, it's like Adam or my dad's name, Michael. It's a name that I think has had about the same popularity in this generation as it had 30, 40, 100 years ago. So if you meet somebody named Josh or Michael or Adam, I mean, there are many names like that, but those three come to mind. You don't quite know how old the person is. If you meet somebody named Hunter, for example, that's a common, trendy name, and likely the person named Hunter is under about 30. If you meet somebody named Elmer, well, you know, Elmer, person's probably at least 60 or 70. You don't hear a lot of people named Elmer anymore. Not that it's anything wrong with that name. It's kind of a cool name. You just don't hear much of it anymore. But Josh, again, is one name where you're really not sure how old the person is, and that kind of gets into the charm and mystique of this news story. Well, nice to hear from Aaron watching in the northern part of West Virginia, I believe, or maybe he's in the western part of North Virginia, something like that. Aaron's a very talented musician, by the way, so any of you folks who want to call, 740-383-9944. Don't be shy. Anyway, I was talking about Josh and it being a name where people can be almost any age because the name is about as popular now as it's been in previous generations. Not a super popular name that you hear every day, but certainly it's up there. An adventurous four-year-old named Josh was the surprise winner in a massive, wacky brawl Saturday among hundreds of Joshes armed with pool noodles. And that took place, again, last Saturday. This goofy event took place in the capital city of Nebraska. One thing you can also try to stump me on is county seats of Ohio and capital cities, because I know all of them. And Lincoln is the capital of Nebraska. Anyway, this event, organized in Air Park in Lincoln, Nebraska, by a college student, was aiming to find a single victorious gentleman. I would assume it would just be males. Josh is not like Chris. It's one of those male names only. But I guess there might be some females named Josh, but whatever. This student organized the event in Lincoln, Nebraska, to find a single victorious Josh to stand for all the Joshes. And I guess he, of course, wasn't joshing. The high-spirited bash was apparently the perfect anecdote for Americans sick of ugly political backbiting, judging by the social media explosion over the event. Now, I wouldn't mind if there were an event trying to find the Adam of all Adams. And again, it being a name that you hear for young people, middle-aged people, and older people, that would be kind of cool to compete against a diverse field of other men named Adam. The winner was hashtag Little Josh. And that is Josh Vinson Jr. Now, he was still armed with his red pool noodle. He was awarded a plastic trophy and a Burger King crown that quickly slipped over his eyes. Asked for any words of wisdom, Josh replied, "I fight everyone." And the crowd applauded. His dad is Josh Vinson Sr. He told local ABC affiliate KLKN, Channel 8, that his boy is, quote, going to remember this for the rest of his life. And looking at the photo, you see a very proud dad and a sort of giggly, but also proud son, Josh Jr. This event was the brainchild of a 22-year-old engineering student. And yes, this guy's name is Josh. Josh Swain of Tucson, Arizona. He came up with the idea when he was struck by how often his full name would already be in use when he tried to sign up on various internet accounts, according to the local newspaper, the Lincoln Star. You know, Swain, not as uncommon as Lepp, but certainly not as common as Smith. But there are at least two other Adam Lepps that I know of in the United States, which is kind of surprising. Not quite a unique name, but, you know, not exactly John Smith either. And this Josh Swain realized just how big and diverse the country is, and there were other Josh Swains on social media when he has attempted to sign up for an account. I'd like to thank Brian from the great south side of Columbus for watching my video. Brian normally isn't even up this early, but I guess with the coffee and my continual promotions of this program, he received an incentive to watch, and that's splendiferous, as I would say. So anyway, this 22-year-old engineering student from in Nebraska, he's from Tucson, Arizona, a much different kind of a climate. His idea of having the contest to see who would be the top Josh of all the Joshes, he sent out a Facebook message a year ago asking about a Josh Swain fight to dozens of others with the same name. He said it was entirely a joke, and a few replied. But then the message went viral on Twitter and Reddit. Now, when a message goes viral on social media, you know that something crazy is about to happen. Followers were growing through the year. Again, thousands and thousands of people interested in this Josh Swain battle, regardless of whether or not that was actually their name. So he found the location for the event at random. He said it was like throwing a dart at Google Maps. He had no idea if anybody would show up. Now, the event raised money for a very good cause. It's wonderful when they have these events. They're fun, and you meet cool people, for sure. But when they raise money for a worthwhile cause, even better. The Children's Hospital and Medical Center Foundation Fund in Omaha received donations from this event, as did the food donations for the Food Bank of Lincoln. Josh Swain, again, the 22-year-old student, tweeted after the event that there is only one, in homage to mighty Josh Vinson Jr. So, again, having fun with an event, finding the Josh of all Joshes, and raising money for a children's hospital and a food bank, that's what I call a situation where everybody wins. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 frequency modulation megahertz on your FM dial in the Marion area. But if you're not in Marion, that's okay. You can watch me on a Facebook video, as several people are doing, and that's just fantastic. And you can also listen online. If you have a smartphone, get the free TuneIn app. Download it. It's free. Works great on Apple and Android. Look for WWGH 107.1, and you can listen at your heart's content. Don't have to put a dime or anything into the slot in your phone. It is absolutely free. How about that? Or go to our esteemed website, and the website is WWGH1071.com. And again, you can listen anytime you wish on your laptop, your tablet, just the website on your phone, or of course the old-fashioned way on your nice 23-inch computer monitor. About 33 minutes after the hour of 10, 27 before 11, here at the studio on South Prospect Street, our new and fantastic studio here at the radio station. Want to let you know that if you would like to communicate with me through email, that would be wonderful. And just like Melania and Hillary, we have a private email server. And even better, this said private email server is curated, hosted, programmed, and maintained by yours truly. So you know that it's got to be good. Unlike Hillary, I read every single one of your messages. If it's junk mail, that's okay, I just hit the delete button. But if you want to email me and say, "Hi, Adam, I can't stand your show. I like your show. How you doing? How's the weather? I think you're the most annoying radio host in the world." That's okay. I would love to hear from you, good or bad or indifferent. Any questions about the programming, it's all cool with me. Adam at WWGH1071.com. I would love to hear from you. We have a listener who's also in the radio business, Michael M. And thank you, Michael, for your question, which he has provided to me through the live Facebook video. That's another way to communicate with me. Live Facebook video, Facebook message, or again, pick up the telephone, 740-383-WWGH. What is more likely to happen for the 2024 election? See, the 2024 election is certainly one that we are already prognosticating, and it's logical because, you know, Biden is a bit of a divisive character. I've certainly provided my opinions of him on social media. Also in 2024, I'm going to celebrate a milestone birthday. Not going to mention which one, but you probably know it's kind of crazy to think that I will actually be that old in 2024. But that's how it is. I don't just get older, I get better, which means that in 2024, I'm really going to be good. So anyway, Michael would like to know what's more likely to happen for the 2024 presidential election, Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. running for president. Could we see Jared Kushner run with his great relationships with other foreign leaders? Interesting question. I don't know, honestly, Michael, if Donald Sr. is going to run, nor do I, am I totally sure if his son-in-law, Jared, or his son, Donald Jr. will run. I believe that our next president will be Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. And I'm a fan. I don't agree with him on all issues. The pro-choice issue certainly is one where I do not see eye to eye with him, but I don't see him as being overly preachy on that. He understands some of his supporters, like myself, independents, conservative economically, against the shutdowns, the mask requirements, etc., like he is, and not afraid to say what's on your mind. And I think that DeSantis has come across as an outstanding leader. I mean, he's cool. He has beers with his constituents. He does not like the bullying from the powers that be at the White House. And he does love his state. Again, I don't agree on all issues, but I think with my eclectic beliefs, that's not going to happen. And he's a good age. He's 43, 44, I believe. Good age. Interestingly, he's almost a generation younger than I am. But that's okay. We've had many great young presidents. John F. Kennedy, Theodore Roosevelt, two of my favorite presidents. Both were young men, relatively young men, when they took office. Barack Obama was late 40s, I believe, and that's relatively young. Bill Clinton, certainly younger than I am now. So I think Ron DeSantis will be the next president. It certainly is possible Jared Kushner could be a vice president, but I think he might, although he does certainly is associated as with Trump in some ways, though I think he really is more different than people or than some people say. I think he would want to stay away from the Donald Trump realm, the Donald Trump field of people, whatever you want to call it, as a vice president. Is Nikki Haley a possibility? She's been brought up, again, young, good-looking, from South Carolina, a state that certainly would be very Republican. That certainly could happen. But with DeSantis, I think he'd want to pick a state that would be kind of a swing state to find his running mate. And, you know, Ohio would be a good choice, as you're not quite sure who's going to win Ohio. But certainly winning Ohio is very helpful if you want to win the election. That didn't happen in the last election, but certainly it is a good rule of thumb. Texas also has kind of become a swing state, Arizona. So maybe DeSantis would pick a running mate from one of those places. But I do see him as the leading Republican candidate. I would say that both Donald Trumps, the senior and junior, are interested in running in 2024, but I'm not overly sure that they would be victorious. Kushner, I'm not too sure about. I don't see him as having those kind of political ambitions, but who knows? We've all been surprised before. I think we're all surprised by Donald Trump's rapid ascension into being a Republican frontrunner in 2016 and winning the election, winning it fairly healthy margin. So just when you think that you've figured something out, you might find that you are, in fact, mistaken. So excellent question, Michael. And let me know if you wish. Call, send me a Facebook message, or comment on my video who you might think would be in the running. But that's my answer. Mike DeWine, he's just getting too old, and he's not very popular. He's got money. I think he'll just retire, as I don't think he's going to win the election. Angie Scott and I discussed that on the Friday evening show. We have some similar, some differing opinions, but again, we shall see. With politics, just when you thought you figured it out, you find out that you very well might be mistaken. Of course, for the Democratic candidate, Biden will be over 80 in 2024. Will he run? Will he let Kamala Harris become the presidential contender? That one certainly remains to be seen. I think we can be more sure about the Republican person than the Democratic person at this time. But one thing I think we can all be sure about is it will be an ugly campaign. Name-calling, will you shut up, man? One of the famous lines from Mr. Biden. And will Bernie Sanders, who also will be over 80, will he put his hat in the ring? Who knows? But again, whatever happens, it will be fascinating as American politics is something we all enjoy as Americans, and I certainly encourage all of you folks to get out there and vote. Yes, your vote does count, and that relates to Marion, Marion County, Ohio, wherever you might live, and of course, this great country, the United States, the greatest country in the world as far as I'm concerned. Adam Lepp here at 20 minutes before 11, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, on the mid-morning coffee break extravaganza. Taking your calls about politics, music, presidential contenders, local, state, national, international stories, space exploration, climate change, climates that go from 3 inches of snow last week to 80 degrees later this week. Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. It is not unusual for rocks and other debris to crash through a windshield and injure a driver or passenger. Certainly a drive in some of the roads, and seems like the orange barrel, especially as the weather warms up, is the state flower of Ohio. So you drive through a construction zone and you might find rocks, etc. So again, just be careful driving, and certainly stay away from our hardworking construction workers. But again, be careful. Things can happen. Rocks and other things can sometimes hit the windshield and other parts of the car. But how about a turtle? Would you expect a turtle to hit your windshield or other part of the car and possibly cause an injury? A 70-year-old woman riding with her daughter on Florida's Interstate 95 suffered a gashed forehead last Wednesday when a turtle smashed through the windshield of their car, striking her, according to the Daytona, Florida newspaper. The daughter pulled over and got help from another motorist. According to a 9/11 recording, both were surprised by what they found. "There is a turtle in there." "A turtle," the daughter exclaimed. "An actual turtle." The gash drew a lot of blood, but the woman was not seriously injured, thankfully. The turtle was likely crossing the interstate and got knocked into the air by another vehicle. The daughter told the 911 operator, as she tended to her injured mother, "I swear to God, this lady has the worst luck of anything." The turtle, on the other hand, had the best luck of anything. It just had a few scratches on its shell and was released back into the nearby woods, according to a Port Orange, Florida police officer. So yeah, be careful out there. Slow down in construction zones, and if you're on a dirt road or a road you're not overly familiar with, obviously watch out for potholes. But also, watch out for flying debris. Just basic, basically good practice when you're there navigating the roads of this great state. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH, 107.1 on your FM dial in the great city of Marion, and again broadcasting online by the magic and power of the internet at WWGH1071.com. Let's go to the great country to our north, and to Ottawa, the capital. I went to college and worked in radio about 100 miles from Ottawa. It's about 160 kilometers because they use metric over there. So what's going on in Ontario? Well, check this out. A Canadian Parliament member was caught without any clothing in a virtual meeting of the House of Commons. In the Canada, they have the House of Commons, the House of Lords, kind of like how we have the House of Representatives and the Senate. And this person, again, was caught without any clothing, wearing his birthday suit during a virtual meeting. Now, we've seen stories, we've all giggled about people in Zoom meetings forgetting to get dressed or fully dressed, and sometimes a camera ends up showing things that you don't want to see. But this person was a well-known politician. William Amos, who has represented the Quebec district of Pontiac for 6 years, appeared on the screens of his fellow lawmakers completely naked last Wednesday. Now, the COVID-19 situation has meant many Canadian lawmakers participate in sessions via video conference instead of the old-fashioned way in person. A screenshot obtained by the Canadian press shows Amos standing behind a desk between the Quebec and Canadian flags. His private parts hidden by what appears to be a mobile phone in one hand. He said in a statement sent by email, "This was an unfortunate error. My video was accidentally turned on. I was changing into my work clothes after going for a jog. I sincerely apologize to my colleagues in the House of Commons for this unintentional distraction. Obviously, it was an honest mistake, and it won't happen again." The opposition party is called Bloc Québécois. I don't know a lot of French, but I believe that's how you pronounce it. And Claude de Belfouli. Again, that's probably not the right pronunciation, but it's a cool name whatsoever. Anyway, he raised the incident in a point of order after question period, suggesting that parliamentary decorum requires male parliament members to wear a jacket and tie, and a shirt, underwear, and pants. Speaker Anthony Rota later thanked Claude de Belfouli, again, that's probably the wrong pronunciation, for her observations, and clarified that while he had not seen anything personally, he checked with technicians and confirmed that they saw something. Let's hope they were all 18 or older. He reminded lawmakers to always be vigilant when they are near a camera and microphone. Now, Mr. Amos, the parliamentary secretary to Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne, I can pronounce that one, was visible only to parliament members and staffers on an internal video conference feed. Because he was not speaking, his image did not show up on the public feed. Well, thank goodness for that. Liberal Party colleague Mark Hollins said that Amos was, quote, utterly mortified. Hollins said he was satisfied with the explanation from his colleague. He said, "I don't think there was any ill intent. It's certainly an unfortunate circumstance." Hollins said, "It's a warning to everybody. You've got to really always assume that camera is on and be very careful any time you wander anywhere near that camera that you're dressed appropriately." Asked if he'll be issuing a warning to all liberal lawmakers to that effect, he said, "Oh, big time." So again, when you're in a Zoom meeting or any kind of a virtual event, please be sure that you are clothed. We had a similar and not quite so comical incident with Tom Brenneman, Marty Brenneman's son, and he was a broadcaster, when he said a few things off mic last year that were really very rude and inappropriate and caused him to have to seek employment elsewhere. So bottom line is, folks, I know as a broadcaster, watch what you say when the mic isn't hot, as they say. And again, with video conferencing, if you're new to video conferencing, you need to heed this advice because it might not be something you're used to. Just be sure that you are clothed. When you're, of course, in your own home, do your own thing. But especially if you're a lawmaker and you are broadcasting your body and voice through Zoom or a similar kind of video conferencing, please make sure that you are properly clothed. Take that from the people we just talked about at the Canadian Parliament. Adam Lepp here on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, WWGH 107.1 FM on your radio dial, and WWGH1071.com. Well, the big day, folks, is this Thursday. What happens this Thursday? It's April 29th. Well, Glenn Coble has his radio program between 10:13 a.m. and noon, but our official Marion expert on flora and fauna, naturalist, James Anderson, will be joining Glenn Coble shortly after 10 this Thursday morning to discuss the Tallgrass Trail and all of the wonderful wildlife in and around Marion. So don't miss it. Cancel your plans, if you've made them, for that time frame, and listen to Glenn and James, and they'll be taking your calls, I believe. It will be educational and a lot of fun. Also, later in the day, this Thursday, at 5, there is a spring wildflower hike at at Myers Woods. That's at 5 p.m. Any questions about the Marion, Ohio Park District or the Tallgrass Trail, they will take your phone call at 740-223-4161. 740-223-4161. Speaking of wildlife, we occasionally see bunny rabbits here in mid-Ohio. I mean, they're cute. They make nice pets. They're not going to bite you or really cause any problems, but they do like to eat vegetation. So if you grow lettuce and carrots and other things, well, you might find them consumed by your friendly neighborhood bunny rabbit. Anyway, let's go to central England. Police say that one of the biggest bunnies in the world has been stolen from its home in central England. Darius is a continental giant rabbit. He disappeared from his enclosure in a backyard in the village of Stolton earlier this month, according to the local police force. They did not elaborate on why they thought it was a theft instead of an escape. The police force appealed for any information about or sightings of Darius. Now check this out, boys and girls. Darius is gray-brown in color and 4 feet 3 inches long at full stretch. That is a large rabbit, bigger than a lot of dogs. He holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's longest rabbit. Rabbits of his type are known to weigh between 15 and 20 pounds. Owner Annette Edwards, a large rabbit breeder and model, urged the culprit, the party who stole this rabbit, to return him to his home 100 miles northwest of London, saying it was a very sad day. And the owner, Annette Edwards, initially offered a £1,000, about $1,370, reward, but tweeted, "Please, please, I am so upset. Can you bring my Darius back? I am putting the reward up to £2,000. So please, folks, don't steal someone's bunny rabbit, especially if it's a record breaker and the world's largest rabbit. If anything else, if you're growing vegetation, you might find that vegetation has become that rabbit's lunch. And you know what? If you were to steal a rabbit, you would certainly deserve that." Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Got about 7.5 minutes left to the show. Still time to chime in. Politics, sports, local events, the weather, things that have happened. The opening of the Sheetz gas station and convenience store just to our south. It is all fair game. 740-383-9944. I would always love to hear from you. Coming up later today, between about 4:13 p.m. and 5, it is longtime broadcaster Linda Sims with her radio program discussing events of the world. And she oftentimes has some interesting, intelligent, inspiring guests. Don't want to miss that. Coming up again in approximately 5 hours and 20 minutes. Let's go to Germany. Now, Germany is a country where I can pronounce the names and the words because I know some German. I took it in school, so I'll do better with German than I will with French. About 2 dozen monkeys broke out of a southwestern German zoo and spent the day in the sun near a forest before being recaptured earlier this month. The Barbary macaques, known as Barbary apes, escaped from the zoo in Lüfingen, southwest of Stuttgart. See, I pronounce German words really well. Sehr gut, as they say in Germany. And not far from the Swiss border. It was not entirely clear how they got away, but construction work at the zoo might have been a factor, according to police. The primates were spotted roaming the area in a pack, but zoo employees were unable to recapture them and eventually lost track of them. They were spotted a few hours later, recaptured, and returned to their cages without incident. Police said the animals apparently took advantage of the nice weather and spent the afternoon on the edge of a forest near the zoo. The Barbary macaque is native to the Atlas Mountains of North Africa and has a small but famous presence across the water in Europe in the British territory of Gibraltar. So again, interesting animal stories, escaped apes, an ape escape, and a very unkind person stealing a world record rabbit. So you never quite know what's going on in the great world that we live in. And here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, we cover all that stuff. And again, send me an email. Let me know what you think about the show. Any questions, suggestions, comments, good or bad, adam@WWGH1071.com. I would always enjoy the pleasure and privilege of hearing from you. As you heard before I went on the air, of course, I was a kind of a guest co-host for a little bit. Our interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, takes the WWGH microphone every weekday between 8:13 or so a.m. and 10, taking your telephone calls on a variety of topics. Sometimes he plays Family Feud. He has a lot of celebrity guests that he calls, even people like Dick Cavett and Phil Donahue, Dr. Ruth, you name it. That person, if he or she is anybody, has probably been on the air with Scott Spears. Also, he speaks to important local people, the sheriff, the prosecutor, the mayor, police chief, and other interesting people that help make the city of Marion the great place to live and work and visit that it is. So don't miss that. The Scott Spears Radio Extravaganza, also known as Now or The Early Show. It has several names, but it's such a good show, it deserves several names. Weekdays between 8:13 or so in the a.m. and 9. Scott also is on the air with Angie Evers, the daughter of our broadcasting legend, Charlie Evers, every Friday between about 8:13 p.m. and 10 p.m. So he's on Friday, a.m. and p.m. And again, sometimes he has guest co-hosts like I was a guest co-host last Friday. If you missed those programs, again, go to our website at WWGH1071.com. There is a breakfast put on by the Vietnam Veterans of America at the VFW, 1614 Marion Marysville Road, open to the public, last Saturday of every month. So that would have been this past Saturday. But coming up again at the end of May, 7:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. again at the VFW, 1614 Marion Marysville Road, put on by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117. Coming up on the second Saturday of every month, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, has a free produce market. Again, second Saturday of every month, between 12 and 2 in the p.m., 582 Lee Street, free fresh food to local individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork required. Must be income eligible. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide name and number of people in their family. A good thing that's being done for the community. And again, if you are in need of these services, I strongly suggest that you avail yourself of them. We have a great network of community organizations here in Marion. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank has 2021 giveaway dates announced. The next one is May 29th. Serve up to 200 families, first come, first served, a mix of meat and produce, canned and box items, breads and desserts. And that takes place at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, Marion, Ohio. About 1 minute and 10 seconds here left to the show. Adam Lipp thanking you for watching my Facebook video, if you chose to do that. I thank you for listening over the air or listening through your smart device or computer. All watching and listening methods are very welcome. Would invite you to listen to the Glenn Coble radio programs, and those take place on Wednesday and Thursday between approximately 12:13 p.m. and 1 p.m. On Thursday, he has Swap Shop, taking your over-the-phone classified advertisements to buy, sell, or trade stuff, as well as talk politics and current events and other fun things. On Wednesday, between about 12:13 and 1 in the p.m., he hosts our official presidentologist, Dr. Ronald L. Feynman to talk about politics, the Biden administration, what has happened in the world from a left-leaning perspective. And again, we invite you to listen, whether or not you agree, and of course, post comments on our Facebook page.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.